Living Ethically by Sangharakshita, published by Windhorse Publications in 2009 and read by Vadragupta. Editor's Preface. This book owes its existence to the creativity and dedication of a number of people. It's based on material from a seminar given by Sangharakshita in the summer of 1976 on a text from the Mahayana Buddhist tradition, Nagarjuna's Ratnamala, The Precious Garland. Although ostensibly the advice of a great Buddhist teacher to a king, the text is of great value to all Buddhists. Teaching draws out truths, and this is true both of the original text and of the seminar on which this book is based. The participants playing their role, the teacher playing his, and the teaching arising from the interaction between them. The published form of the teaching comes about thanks to the editorial work of Tim Weston, Pabodanar, Jinananda and Vidya Devi, and many thanks also to Shantavira for all the care and attention he's given to editing, polishing and typesetting the text. The work is to be published in two volumes, of which this is the first. There was too much material for one book, and rather than cutting it drastically, we decided to divide it into two. As is often the way with life, this involved doing something which was also drastic in another way. Nagarjuna's original teaching investigates and constantly revisits two themes. The first is advice on how to live, encompassing ethics in its broadest, deepest, and most Mahayanist sense. Just as you are intent on thinking of what could be done to help yourself, Nagarjuna tells the king, so you should be intent on thinking of what could be done to help others. And he returns again and again to this theme, both in general and in the specific form of the precepts by which all Buddhists try to live. But with this first theme, a second is closely entwined. Nagarjuna says, by him who speaks only to help beings, i.e. the Buddha, it was said that they have all arisen from the conception of I and are enveloped with the conception of mine. Beneath the question of how best to help others and how to develop the altruistic spirit that wants to are questions of another kind. What is self? What are others? And how does a world in which that distinction exists come into being? For Mahayana Buddhism, and no one expresses the vision of that school more fervently and cogently than Nagarjuna, the practical matter of how to behave in the world is intimately connected with what may seem to us to be much more abstract questions about the nature of existence. And in The Precious Garland, Nagarjuna moves easily and continually between the two. When the teaching comes to be discussed by Western students of Buddhism, however, the shifts are not quite so seamless. A discussion which includes the observation that people will take pride in almost anything that might bring them a little attention, even if that attention is far from flattering, is very different in nature from a discussion around the point that if the existence of something necessarily involves the existence of its opposite, then that thing cannot be said to be absolutely real. While from a Mahayanist perspective, these two areas of inquiry are intrinsically linked, for the purpose of spiritual practice, it may sometimes be useful to separate them. And this is what we've done here. This first volume focuses on what the text has to say about ethics. The second one will concentrate on Nagarjuna's teachings on emptiness in the same work. Perhaps the second volume could be considered to be revisiting the themes of the first, viewed from a different level or perspective. In his recent book, Precious Teachers, Sangharakshita describes a meeting with a young Tibetan Rinpoche. Quote, I once asked him which picture of the world was correct, the modern scientific one or the traditional Buddhist one, with its Mount Meru, its four islands, and so on, Both pictures were useful, he replied, but they were useful for different purposes. End quote. Likewise, perhaps the two views of life and Buddhist practice offered by Nagarjuna in The Precious Garland, the ethical view and the view, or even no view, of the perfection of wisdom, are each useful for their own purpose. This book, based on the former, is offered in the hope that it may be useful. In various senses, this is an old teaching. Old in the sense, of course, that the original text is centuries old, and old in that the original seminar was held more than 30 years ago. But in a sense, it also constitutes a new teaching, in that it contains Sangharakshita's most recent thinking on the subject. He and Samachitta have spent many hours working through the edited text, which was necessary because of his sight problems, but very useful in that in the course of reading the text aloud and listening to its effect, many new insights have emerged and been incorporated within the book. Both report that they have been excited and inspired by their new discoveries. Vidyadevi, Wunton, Hertfordshire, May 2008.